Well, hi again, and good morning. And if you have never listened to one of these before, this is my car ride to work, and I'm the Merlin from Cauldron FM. One of the things that really, really hacks me off, and it's happened again now, and it's just, it really is a blooming annoyance, an inconvenience, and that is people stealing other people's property. I'm not just talking about petty theft either, I'm talking about serious theft that can disrupt people's businesses and also cost a lot of money as a result. Now, yes, I know that you can take preventative measures and all that sort of thing, but the thing is that they all cost money as well. So you're torn between the devil and the deep blue sea. Anyway, what's happened now is, for the second time, the company that I work for have been victims of a malicious theft of a catalytic converter off one of their vans. These vans are parked on an industrial estate, it's fairly quiet, and there is security lighting and cameras. But the hard-faced thieves are coming in, and they have operated during the night out of sight of the cameras, and basically they've taken another catalytic converter. Yeah, yes, we can have these protected, and we already have, as a result of the last time, had two of the vans protected. The third one we were going to do, in all honesty, we forgot about it. These things happen. It's nobody's fault, it's just something that's slipped by because we've been so busy. Anyway, the upshot of this is that it's going to cost us a lot of money to get it replaced, probably about $2,000, and very, very little chance of ever finding who's done it or getting any compensation and all that sort of thing. It's very, very doubtful that the insurance company will cough up. They may do, it may be worth a try, or it will be worth a try, but I just really, really get hacked off at the thought that somebody wanders in off the streets, opportunist thieving. Let's have this, let's pinch this catalytic converter because it's worth about £50, contrary to popular belief, there is not a great deal of value in them, but there might be a value in selling them second hand to other people that are perhaps a little bit less scrupulous than we are. So I just think it's despicable, I really do. You know, it's theft is a faceless crime, and I've got no time, and if it was me, if I caught the people concerned, I think that they would suffer painfully for their actions. So anyway, that's a great start to Monday morning, I think. We're stuck in traffic at the moment, heading up Mullicott Hill towards the office, caused by the school bus. The weather today, grey skies, damp, humid. So yeah, could be an interesting day. I hope it is.